Hi there, I am Daryl Ladapo. I'm a technical evangelist intern with Microsoft Nigeria. I'll be taking us in conjunction of UWP series, the upper control. So, shall we get started? You can find the link to the code sample at ak.ms/UWP upper.
Okay, so I want to show us the upper, the very fun part to. Well, the basic idea behind the app is to have easy navigation control over your application. So there's basically just kind of app bar, the top app bar and the bottom app bar. So I'll just try to run this sample before I explain the code to you. So I'll run it on my local machine while I wait for that to load. It should load up any second from now, and it's coming up. Yep, so I'll maximize this and it should come up in a bit. Alright, so basically we have the bottom app bar, this region here. We have the gray area, and that's the bottom app bar where I put some controls, and there's the top app bar. So you can have it depending on the kind of control you want to do. Okay, so I'm gonna close this. And so this is the code. So in your page, before you have the content of your normal page, you have the page dot top app bar, which controls the top one, and then page dot bottom app bar. So this is just the three segments. I have nothing special. So I have the top app bar now. I have the app bar now. There's a bit of difference between what I have in the top and the bottom. Now the top, I have the app bar, and the bottom I have the command bar. Now the difference I see between the app bar and the command bar is that the app bar is just a normal bar, so you have to put the content inside it that can contain so many other content. So it's a bit limited compared to the command bar, just from the name. So inside the app bar, and I put a stack panel, then the app bar button, another kind of button, but it's basically used in app bars. So I have the upper button, this is accept and this is cancel. And then on the command bar, I don't need to put any stack panel inside, automatically stacks it for me. So when I have the upper button, I can have many other different things as I want. Basically, it's just the upper button that I can have. Let's see if I can put a button there. So these are the controls you can put. They have the upper button, upper separator, upper toggle button. Do you remember the toggle button we did in the buttons control? So that is that about the command bar. So I'll run it also on the mobile phone emulator so you see how it looks like. All right, so I'll wait for that to build and load on the mobile emulator. Okay, it's deploying. Then it should come up in a bit. Then it should be up in a few seconds, and it's up. So compared now, let me run the one on the PC. Can I actually find it? Yes. So this is the one on the PC, and this is the one on the mobile phone. You can see it looks a little very similar to each other, just that this is on a mobile and this is on a PC form factor. Okay, so that's that about the app bar, command bar. So I hope you enjoyed this video series so far. Thank you, see you in the next series.